This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
And now back to our team coverage of the 2024 Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh Liss, Jenny Spangler, and Josh Cox.
As the sun breaks near the finish line above our heads in Grant Park in downtown Chicago, Catherine DeBrunner, one of the greatest, if not the best, wheelchair racer of all time, the 28-year-old from Switzerland, is about to zoom by, and as we speak, cross that finish line with a course record time of 1 hour, 36 minutes, 12 seconds. The two-time now defending champion, Catherine DeBrunner, is this year's winner of the women's wheelchair race at the Chicago Marathon, and once again in a course record time. Nobody does it like Catherine the Great.
No, she has been so dominating these past few years. There is nobody in her sight. She just, from the gun, basically, just went after it. Course record, congratulations.
Jenny Spangler and Josh Cox are experts here with me. Josh Liss at the finish line. Catherine DeBrunner, her Abbott World Marathon Majors hot streak now includes 7 wins in 8 races going back to September 22. 2 Chicago's, 1 New York, 2 Berlin, and 2 London. What more can you say about the great DeBrunner?
DeBrunner was dominant, and as dominant as any wheeler has been in the history of this sport. And right now, with the shape that she's in and the tech in the chairs, just like the shoe tech, the chair tech is getting better and better every year. Some of these chairs cost upwards of $75,000. This is like an F1 car that they're using right
just
now.
Just to compare the wheelchair winners, Catherine DeBrunner and once again Marcel Hoog, once they clear all protocols, will get a check for $40,000.
Right.
And less than the cost of the chair.
Well, and the beauty of the cost of
but
the chair is...
someone else may be paying for that.
That's what we call a VIK sponsorship, value in kind. So it's like, hey, we're gonna give you this chair. You talk about us, tweet us on social, and our chair is going to be the fastest out there, just like those F1 teams.
Yeah, it's amazing how the technology... And eventually that technology technology could catch up, because for many years, the University of Illinois seemed to be on the leading edge of that tech, and now they've been elapsed by this Swiss duo, the unrelated Swiss duo of Catherine De Bruyne and Marcel Hoop.
And I absolutely, and I have no doubt that University of Illinois, they're putting their heads together and they're trying to figure out how they can catch up with that technology.
Yeah, get back in the lab in Champaign. They're going to certainly produce a great amount of finishers here today in the chair races. All right, let's take off our hats from analyzing Marcel Hoog and Catherine De Bruyne's two victories, De Bruyne's course record in the women's chair race and Hoog in the men's chair race, and dial back in to what's happening in the men's and women's races, because at the bottom of this hour, we anticipate getting close to calling the men's finish. That's right. We've been blazing along here on the score this morning and telling you names like Kenyan Amos Kipruto, Kenyan John Carrere, and Kenyan Daniel Abenyo. But, Jenny Spangler, what we continue to point out, I think the difference between those three is that Abenyo's never run a major marathon before.
Absolutely, but you know, Josh and I were talking about this is his race. I mean, they went through the first half like 5 minutes slower than his half marathon.
So he's done the hard part. Now he's in his element, so to speak.
Right. And, you know, now he's in that mental game. But the more he can stay with that top pack of runners, the more confidence he is going to get as this race goes on. And knowing that he has probably some of the best leg speed in this top group is going to give him just a lot of confidence going into the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 12:54, 5,000 time, 26:57. That's runner speak for this guy's very, very fast. And this guy knows how to run the half marathon. I think the biggest challenge with a debut isn't the actual running part. It's really the fueling part. So every 5K, your body can only store about 20 miles worth of glycogen. So you have to fuel. It's just like stopping for gas for your car. You want to stay steady. When you're talking about miles per gallon, when you're revving up and you're going 90 and then you're going 50 and then you're going 60 and then you're going 40, that's not efficient. You want to stay steady. It's the same thing with the human body, with the carbohydrates. These guys, these pacemakers, and kudos to Kerry Pinkowski and this team here, Tracy Wilson, everyone that's putting this together. These guys have been lights out in this men's pack. 2:04:30. Every time we go and check, that's kind of the range that they've been in the entire time. It does help a guy like Abenyo, who has never done this before, because now he's in his element.
That's amazing, in a debut marathon, but his credentials are there with five half marathons under 1 hour. You mentioned it a moment ago, and it's worth repeating. The last runner to make his debut and win in Chicago was Evans Ruto 21 years ago. That is something else. All right, Jenny and Josh, we are joined by one of our friends of the show. Chris Miller is back with Abbott. He's the Division VP, Global Brand Strategy and Innovation. Chris, thanks for joining us here at the finish line.
Thank you, Josh. It's great to see everybody
again.
Yeah,
and thanks for helping set up such an awesome party. We always just love soaking in the sort of the tailgate and the carnival atmosphere that is today. How do you like describing Marathon Sunday?
You know, there's nothing quite like it, and this is our hometown. So Abbott's a global health technology company, but based headquartered here in Chicago. So we're part of the fabric of it. So in fact, at mile 24 and a half, we have about 300 employees and family members who are going to be cheering on all those runners today.
There you go. Good luck to them. Now, we talked to Rita Cook from Bank of America earlier, Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Clearly, Abbott, one of the huge sponsors and supporters of this race. Tomorrow's a bank holiday, Rita says. Her employees get the day off because of the coincidence. Will runners who are competing with Abbott get a break tomorrow and get to maybe work remotely?
I think it's going to be Medal Monday. If I'm them, I want to come to work and wear my medal and show that off.
There you go. I see both sides of it. What else is Abbott involved with over race weekend? The expo just keeps getting bigger and better. So many activations.
Yeah, the Abbott Health and Fitness Expo is fantastic this year. I think there were record numbers at it. And at our Abbott booth, we're featuring some new technology that we launched a few weeks ago called Lingo. And I think you're going to see a lot of this on the arms of runners over the next few months and certainly next year here in Chicago. But it allows runners to manage their glucose, which really gives them insight of what's happening inside their body, which is fantastic not only for training but also recovery as well.
It's almost like you heard what we were talking about when you came over to visit, because seriously, Josh Cox and Jenny Spangler, they were just describing, I mean, because champion level runners that they've been and are and know about, the mix of how the body is taking in the hydration, and the other big words that Josh was dropping. Catch him up on the conversation having in relation to this race, because the device you're talking about, I mean, certainly could be a factor.
Well, and Chris, it's great to see you, by the way, Chris. Chris and I go way back. He does a phenomenal job with Abbott. And what we were talking about here was really the challenge with the marathon. It's not just a running race. It is an eating and drinking competition. So you're getting in your fuel. It is the gels and the electrolytes and the building up the glycogen in the body, the stored form of carbohydrate that you need to get from 30K all the way to 40K, 42K at the finish. This kind of tech is key. And I work with a lot of pros. This is right. This is the science. This is where it's at.
Absolutely. And I think, and I'm biased because my wife is running today along with her brother. And Jenny coaches her. So she runs with Jenny's team.
Yeah, sure. Fantastic.
So my wife's about a 4:30 runner, and this technology applies to her as well as to Eliud Kipchoge and all those tape breakers. So because all of them, as you said, Josh, it's about that nutrition, eating and drinking, not only at the race, but also leading up to it.
Right.
You know, how you go through it. So this is giving you that information that you really don't know, but is happening inside your body. So giving you that of how you can react. Whether it's like when to take a gel and give you that as insights of how often you want to fuel, or post-race, it's great for recovery as you start to get your protein and carbs back in too.
Yeah, nutrition's such a huge part of it, and we're seeing it play out right in front of our eyes with these elite runners. How are you going to spend the rest of your race day, Chris?
Well, you know, I'm going to be at the finish line here to see the runners. Then I'm going to go over to our cheer zone and cheer for a while with some of the runners, and I'll make my way back here to the finish line to see my wife and brother-in-law finish.
That's great. Good luck to them. You'll be doing a running around of your own, a certain version of it.
It's my own marathon.
Stay on pace. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it. Chris Miller, Division VP, Global Brand Strategy and Innovation with Abbott. All right, Chris Wehrman, let's go to you right away. There's been a break in the men's race. Chris Wehrman, what do you have?
Big break as we made the left turn off of Canal Port onto Cermak, which is a very sharp left turn. Career just shot off of that turn running down Cermak. Dropped the pace between miles 20 and 21 to a 4:22. They had been running around 4:40 to 4:43 for most of the race. The pack behind them, still a pack of five guys, ran about 4:38, so they picked up the pace slightly, but John went to his arms. Career is now pushing the pace. He's looked back a couple of times to see the break, but that's a big gap now of about 15 seconds in only about 3/4 of a mile. He is looking good and looking strong. And right now, the rest of the pack is not trying to catch him. They are staying together, probably watching to see if he's able to sustain this pace.
Chris Wehrman, stay with us. A 4:22 mile to break away. A 4:22 mile. What mile was that in?
That was mile 21. So we are running right now. We are heading into Chinatown. He's going to be able to use some of this surge of energy, I think, to keep that effort going. And hopefully for him, he'll be able to sustain it all the way to the finish line.
John Carrier, the 27-year-old from Kenya. Chris, who would have possibly predicted John would have a chance to win today?
Well, he was certainly not on the top of my list, although he does have a lot of success here. He's run it. He knows the course.
Well, guys, I have to toot my horn a little bit. I was a fan of John Carrier's yesterday, and I picked him to win, so I'm still rooting for him.
Let's see if he can
hang on. I'm patting myself on the back.
Chris, keep your eyes on things. We're going to switch over to following Ruth Chepin-Gedich, who's won here before in Chicago, and our Trinier Mosier has her eyes on Ruth. What do you have, Trinier?
Ruth is still at it. She is still running a very aggressive pace. We went through the 20-mile mark in 1:38. She is still on world record pace. There is no one in sight. She's on the road alone. She still does have her two pacemakers. And honestly, I'm starting to see the pain and wear on their faces more than hers. She is still looking very, very strong, and she's attacking it. She's staying on the pacers very aggressively. I know it's going to slow down a little bit as we head in probably the last few miles, but she's still running aggressively, and I think it's still going to be a very fast race.
Thanks, Trinier. Jenny, world record pace for Ruth Chepin-Gedich this late in the race. You can't be surprised.
No. She just looks phenomenal, as Trenier was saying. And I'm just curious, you know, the pacer, she has two pacers still with her. Josh Cox, is that normal to have pacers this late in the race?
Yeah, not on the men's side, because there's only so many dudes that
yeah,
they
Ruth
can run
has
203.
A two-person escort here.
Right. Yeah, exactly. In the benefit for the women, when we bring pacemakers in here for that field, for the women's field, you do have men that can take you all the way to right in front of our booth here at the finish, and they'll peel off and cheer behind and have the arms up in the air. That's the advantage for the women here. Now, on the men's side, we have this shot of John Carrier, who has broken away with this 422.
Yeah, it's John Carrier's race, and that's K-O-R-I-R, the 27-year-old from Kenya, John Carrier. Chinatown is one of the neighborhoods that's going to see the elites in the big pack rolling through any moment now. That's where we catch up with scores, the score zone, Adam Studzinski. What's up, Studs?
Hey, guys, perfect timing. The leader just passed me a couple minutes ago. Everyone looking really strong so far. And the vibes have really picked up down here. The music is going. They got like a cheer squad down here. No dancing dragon yet. No dancing. I haven't been asked to dress up quite yet. If they ask me, I'll be happy to oblige. But the dragon, I can see him. I think he's just still sleeping and getting ready to get up. More runners starting to roll through now. Lots of cowbells going. It's a lot of fun down here, guys. I'll keep you updated as the women leaders start to work their way through any minute now. But for now, I am Adam Studzinski. Back over to Josh Smith at the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Sport Broadcast Center near the finish line.
Yeah, they need to get the dragon out for Studs. Get him in that dragon. Gabe Ramirez is out among the elites on the lead vehicle, taking an amazing tour through the city of Chicago. Looks like the sun's come out since you first left the start line, Gabe.
Yeah, I've taken off my jacket initially, so I'm feeling good. I don't know how the runners are feeling. Just passed up State and 26th Street. And I got to say, something that we haven't talked much about is all the restaurants that are open. You want to talk about the smells of the city of Chicago? It is interesting. Tacos, Chinese food, bars, donuts, whatever you can imagine. But that's what you expect when you come to the city of Chicago. Not just good food, but as you mentioned, the fast course. And I'm looking at the leader right now, guys, and his pace is incredible as he's making his way. As we make our initial turn onto Michigan Avenue, I can't wait to see what this thing looks like as the finish line, and we meet you guys down there. Josh, back to you.
The party continues at the Bank of America Chicago Marathon's 46th running. Cowbells, crowds cheering from all ends of the course. The race is in full bloom, Jenny, and we've got leaders running amazing fast times, John Carrier and Ruth Chepngetich.
Absolutely. And as we talked about, John Carrier is literally all by himself. It's him against the clock, against his head, against his feet, his shoes, everything else. And his arms are just pumping. Ruth still has her two pacers with her, looking comfortable. You know, as we talked earlier, she went hot. She, you know, kind of settled in a little bit, but she's still on world record pace.
Ruth Chepngetich, unmatched in many circles. What more can you add to her story coming into this race, and just how she seems, Josh, to set the standard every time she runs here in Chicago, even in her second place finish last year?
Yeah, she really does, Josh, and she has no fear. I mean, I kudos to her. Maybe she went out at 206 and that's not sustainable, but the nerve, the gusto, the confidence in, hey, I'm gonna put it to Kubetek. I'm gonna put it to this whole field. I'm gonna charge this thing. I admire it. It makes for an exciting race.
And it was planned, because here she is still on track with her pacers deep into the back half of the race.
Oh, absolutely. She knew coming into this race what she was capable of. She knows this is a fast course. She knows she needs to take advantage of this day. The weather is good. The course is fast. Where else are you going to set a world record but at the Bank of America Chicago Marathon?
She's about 30 minutes or so from claiming another title, Ruth Chepngetich. Ruth, her best time came in a Chicago victory 2 years ago, 2:14.18. She's on a pace to break that by 2 to 3 minutes and maybe even set a world record. What a Sunday we're having at the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. While over the pond, the Bears have taken a lead on the Jaguars 7-3 early second quarter. Okay, that's cool. There's a football game going on in London. We're here in Chicago. We've got the town to ourselves here in Chicago. Hey, make sure, Scoreheads, if you're even here for the marathon, you'll want to be here after our broadcast ends at 11 and then after the Bears game. Full, complete post-game coverage. The regulars will be here on the Score, so stick around for football when we're long gone a little bit later. We're looking at about 15-20 minutes before the men's leader, and at this point, John Career, we assume, is going to come in. As a 27-year-old from Kenya, Career, fourth in the Chicago Marathon last year, versus someone like Daniel Abenyo making his debut in Chicago. Experience, non-experience, I don't know if that really made much of a difference, because Career laying down a 4:22 mile to break away, what about mile 21 or so? I mean, that's pretty much the whole race right there in that 1 mile.
And that's one
experience,
of the
not a factor.
Right. Well, that's one of the advantages to knowing this course. You know when is a good chance to break away. And, you know, Career, he had a PR half just this past February, so he's very confident in his shape. He wants so badly to win here. You know, he's come so close a number of times. And so I think sometimes this late in the race, it's the heart that wins out over everything else.
Yeah, he's running by himself, John Career. So Josh Cox, Jenny mentioned it, Career, the 27-year-old from Kenya, the leader in Chicago now, set a personal record in his half marathon, 58:50 last February in the UAE. And he's got two career marathon wins. There's nothing on this Career resume that tells us he's going to crash.
There really isn't. And looking in his eyes yesterday when he came, I mean, he's offering it. And you're not telling, this wasn't a press conference. You know, there's a lot of hyperbole at these press conferences. I'm in the shape of my life. I'm ready to go. And like, you're winking at Kerry, you know, and like, it's for the hype. But it's another thing when it's guy to guy and you go, hey, tell me how the book is. And it was, I've never been in this shape before. And when you're in that rarefied air for yourself and you know your own body, and he looked as lean as I've ever seen him. And that's not always a good indicator, but it typically is. Mm-hmm. And he is ready to go, and he's popping. I mean, I'm watching him come down the street in this yellow and black singlet, rounding this corner with the lead motorcycle to his right. He is in control, and he looks powerful.
Well, they're doing it again, Kerry Pinkowski, race director in your 34th year. We've had two champions come in the chairs, Catherine De Bruyne and a course record 136.12, and Marcel Hoog. You've got the two chair racers from Switzerland on top of your podium once again. Great job, I suppose, getting the best in the world, best all time together. You can't be surprised that those two have done it again.
Great racing this morning. The great ones take advantage of weather that, you know, that's complementary to performances, and the chairs, obviously. Both of our wheelchair athletes got after it. I mean, how about Daniel Romacek? He put up a good fight, though. University of Illinois guy. Mm-hmm. So he takes this personally. He's closed the gap on Hoog. So, you know, this is his hometown race. So it was
and
a
going
great
into
goal.
Next year, I think one of the big storylines is, how's that U of I program going to really beef up its tech? How's it going to compete with what Hoog and De Bruyne bring to the table now?
Absolutely. The Swiss have had kind of their way with us. And so we got to have this Fighting Illini put an end to that.
Let's go.
So they got to come up from Champaign, Urbana, and stop this Swiss domination here.
Definitely something to look forward to in 2025. Marcel Hoog and Catherine De Bruyne, the chair champions. You were down there for them earlier, and two more winners will cross, and it's Ruth Chepin-Gedich on a world record pace once again. Here, still running with her pacers deep into the back half of the race. What do you think of what Ruth's accomplishing out there today?
You know, the two guys that are with her, they've trained for months together. They've trained at world record pace, so she has a comfort level. I think what she's simulated in training is what she's doing today. It's just putting it together in the competition. So, you know, she's flirted with the world record in the past. She's very familiar with this course.
She was 14 seconds short of the world record here not too long ago.
I saw her in the hotel. You guys, Jenny, Josh, very, very relaxed, smiling, looked fit. She had a great performance a few weeks ago. you know, like I said before, our friends in Berlin are probably leaning a little bit closer on the end of their chairs, you know, as they're leading him. They've put their glasses on and they're
all right. Well, we'll get
attention.
Her winning time first. And now let's double back to John Courier, who in a pack of, you know, someone's going to be a first-time champ here. Legacy, Kipruto, Nagetich, Walde, Walele, Courier, and you go on through Courier. He just looked like one of the guys. But as you break it down and people are talking about conversations they've had with John Courier, he really saying that he's in amazing shape. And here's your guy, 422 in mile 21. Lays down a 422 mile carry to break away. What do you think of that? Everyone else is doing 430s. He does the 422 mile 21 and looks like he's on his way to victory.
You know, he's been here. He's been here before. He's familiar with Chicago. He's gotten very, very strong the last year and a half. And his brother has run here and competed
here.
His
older brother, Wesley's run here seven times.
He's got a great camp. He's got a great sponsor. He's, you know, this is where stars are made. And he's put it together. I think he's been focused on Chicago for the past year, and it's come into fruition.
Yeah, it's interesting to note that when Moses Mosop, one of the great champions here, won in 2011, the second place finisher was Wesley Courier. And his younger brother, John, was just off in the distance thinking, oh, I hope I can do that one day.
Absolutely.
And here he is, John Courier, at age 27, inspired by some of the great fields that you've assembled, on his way to what seems like a victory here in Chicago.
Absolutely. And you guys know, in the hotel, we've heard about his fitness, and everyone, you know, Ben Caesar from ASICS and the team there were talking about his fitness and what he was doing in training. So he's prepared on a mission, and he's putting it together.
Yeah, Kerry, the really impressive thing, you heard about the 422 when he broke away, but from 30 to 35K, he split 14.01. They were on 204.30 pace. After that 5K, he's now on 203.07 pace. So you want to know how to wreck a field? Throw in a 14.01 from 30 to 35.
And obviously he's definitely done that, but look at his arm. Look at how strong he is. He's just, you know, he's punching his way to the finish line. This is you know, reminiscent of the great runs for home. Kelvin last year, Kenucci, Steve Jones, they put the thing on their back and run for home.
Yeah, does it seem like a great run to home that's breaking out here, Jen?
Absolutely. And Carrie, I just have a question for you. Has, you know, I'm getting ahead of myself just a little bit with Ruth's world record performance currently, but has any marathon, including Chicago, ever owned both the men and women's world record at the same time?
You have stumped me. That's a good question. We have to have our...
I don't think so. I don't think so. Three women's world records have been set in Chicago. DeReba 01, Radcliffe 02, Koske 19, since broken. The current...
I don't think in Chicago we've had them simultaneously. We've gone back and forth with Berlin the last 10 years or 15 years or so.
Well, the theme of this year was more speed, and we're getting more speed. Ruth Chepin-Gedich on a record pace. Marcel Hoog in with another win. Catherine De Bruyne in with a course record. What can Kenyan John Courier do? Maybe better than his older brother in a second place finish over 10 years ago. The storylines are playing out right in front of our eyes. Yards away from the finish line, along with our cast of experts. Stay tuned. We've got the finishes coming up after this break. Stay with us. It's Sports Radio 670, The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Since 1936, Culligan has proudly called Chicago home, building a legacy of trust, innovation, and service to become a global leader in water transformation. As a proud partner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, our mission is to give you the best possible water, whether you're at home, at work, or pushing through the finish line. That's because we understand that taking better care of our water means taking better care of our bodies, families, homes, and planet. Culligan, water you love.
Abbott is proud to be a sponsor of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon and title sponsor of the Abbott World Marathon Majors Series. As a global healthcare leader, Abbott's health tech innovations can help you unlock your full potential and run your strongest race. To learn more about how Abbott's latest innovations like Lingo, a new consumer bio-wearable that tracks your glucose levels 24/7 to support your health goals, visit the Abbott booth at the Abbott Health and Fitness Expo at McCormick Place during race weekend.
Pain means pause on the things you love, but Preen means go. Experience the fast-acting, powerful pain relief of BioFreeze. BioFreeze is a topical pain reliever that provides a cooling sensation when applied to sore muscles and joints. BioFreeze can be used to help runners cool the pain throughout their journey, from training to race day and recovery. Find BioFreeze online at Packet Pickup or at the post-race party. And don't forget to veer into the BioFreeze pain relief zone located near mile 21 for a quick spray by the BioFreeze cooling crew. Cool the pain with BioFreeze. Use as directed.
At Tata Consultancy Services, we believe that running has the power to transform people like technology transforms businesses. Just like we help many of the world's largest businesses innovate to achieve their goals, TCS strives for new ways to use technology to enhance the marathon experience for athletes and fans alike. Download the official Bank of America Chicago Marathon app, powered by TCS, for runner tracking, finish line predictions, race results, interactive course maps, alerts, and more. Available now in the Google Play and Apple App Store.
What if we upgraded your headphones so you could listen to your music and still hear your surroundings? What if we designed those headphones to have a super secure fit and be comfortable? And what if we gave those headphones battery life that will last and last and last? That's what Shox does. Exactly that. And that's why Shox is the official headphone partner of the 2024 Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Because when you run a marathon that's tough, you need headphones that are just as tough. To learn more about Shox open-ear headphones, visit www.shox.com. Shox, be open.
Live fully as you go the distance. Because no matter where or how far your run takes you, the LiveWell app is there. Get easy access to vital health information. Schedule a virtual visit. Download healthy recipes to fuel up after your run. Find calm with guided meditations and more. The LiveWell app puts your health at your fingertips so you can live fully, virtually anywhere. Download the LiveWell app today. Advocate Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
And now back to our team coverage of the 2024 Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh Liss, Jenny Spangler, and Josh Cox.
With the sun shining on the finish line at Columbus Drive in the middle of Grant Park, I'm joined by Josh and Jenny at the Score's broadcast position. And with just less than 1 mile to go in the men's race, 27-year-old John Currier is seemingly on his way to his first Chicago Marathon victory. In the women's race, Ruth Chepin-Gedich is all alone. A two-time champion in Chicago, finished second last year. Ruth is racing against the clock and is currently, with just a few miles to go, ahead of world record pace. It's possible for that, for the first time in Chicago Marathon history, both world records at the same time will belong to this city. Jenny, what can we say about what John Currier has been able to do to break away from this field?
Well, as Chris mentioned earlier, you know, put down a 4:22 at mile 21, and he seems to be keep getting faster and faster. And it's almost like the rest of the field just conceded. I mean, he is well over a minute ahead of them right now in just a few short miles.
Yeah, over his distance, if he looks out just a little bit, he can probably see the tops of the trees of the park. He'll be making his way up Roosevelt Road. Josh Cox, we call it Mount Columbus for a reason, because that far into a race with only a few hundred yards to go, you don't expect any kind of elevation to creep up on you.
I remember how that felt, and you're like, I thought this course was flat. And all every little bump does feel like a mountain. John Currier has made a wreck of this field. They were on 204.30 pace throughout the duration during the pacemaker portion of this event. And then when he decided to go, he went, and he went hard. 4:22 breakaway, as Chris was telling us. He went 14:01 for a 5K from 30 to 35K. We're now looking at a sub-203 finish now.
A sub-203 finish, which is not even near what was able to break down last year with a world record being broken. But John Currier's time is going to be one of the fastest ever in Chicago. In fact, it will be, if you tell me I'm wrong, you said 204 and change?
He was on 204.30 pace when he broke it open 203.07 with his last split. It says 202.50 predicted finish.
Interesting to mention then that Career's personal best, 205.01, did come here in Chicago a couple of years ago. Everything's shaping up for him to finish this off momentarily.
Absolutely, and I'm really, really happy for him. You know, two of his fastest times of his career have been in Chicago, but it just so happened that it was also some of the fastest fields in the history of Chicago, so he's never been able to quite nail down that first place finish, and today he's doing it.
Yeah, he's doing it. John Currier making a right-hand turn up Roosevelt Road off of Michigan Avenue, South Michigan Ave. He's getting clear to the park, getting close to the park. John Currier making his way up Mount Roosevelt, age 27, fourth in the Chicago Marathon last year, first right now as he makes his way up that hill. One last little bit of agony. It will all be worth it for the 27-year-old Kenyan as he makes a bit of a wide middle-of-the-road turn onto Columbus Drive. Any second now, we'll get our first in-person glimpse of the men's eventual winner, John Currier. He set a personal record in the half marathon of 58:50 last February, and it was that sort of speedy credential that helped pull him away at that 4:22 mile earlier this year. John Currier is heading up Columbus Drive in a black and gold tank, moving those arms with the sleeves of white back and forth, chugging his way north. John Currier will not be caught. Currier has raced in Chicago before, but never won. Currier sees the finish line. A few steps to go. The arms are swinging. Kisses to the crowd with a Kenyan flag next to him. John Currier, the 27-year-old from Kenya, has crossed first. The winner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon's 46th running.
Amazing. Like I said, so happy for him. And he looked incredible going down that final stretch. It was almost like he could have run another 5K at that distance.
A career-defining victory for John Currier. Josh, How can you sum up what we saw, the break in mile 21 with the 422? There's so many ways to add it up, but John Carrere can celebrate crossing first as this year's men's champ.
202.43. So you talk about turning the screws on the back half of a race. When he's in that pack, it was a very deep pack. Pacemakers did an amazing job, and when he went with a fury, and he never looked back.
Unofficial time of 2 hours, 2 minutes, 43 seconds. No guts, no glory, Jenny Spangler.
Absolutely, and I feel like he ran just a very smart race. You know, stayed in that pack to the latter stages of the race, unlike the women's race that we're watching right now, where the women went out full on after it.
Yeah, and Ruth Chepngetich is on her way to seeming victory. It's a victory lap for John Carrere, making his way back past the finish line with a Kenyan flag waving above his head, jogging in front of the crowd in full pageantry. John Carrere never was able to have his Olympic moment in Paris, but he's having an amazing moment right now, celebrating with hundreds of fans right in front of us at the finish line of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Ruth Chepngetich continues to blaze through the field, the last of our four race finishers to be capped. She's on her way to what looks like a win, Jenny. What can we say about what Ruth is doing right now?
Incredible. Right now, with just under a mile to go, she's still on 209.57 pace, which is, would be over a minute under the current world record.
That is something else. The current women's world record of 2:11.53 in jeopardy. Trinneer Mosier, you've had your eyes on Ruth all race long. How impressed are you? What's the latest?
I am so impressed. I think we're going to witness a world record. She just dropped her one of her pacers at the 40K, so she does still have one pacer with her. They went through the 25-mile mark at 2:03. She is going. She is running with purpose. She has not let down. She does not look like she's in pain. Her arms are swinging. She's been efficient. And she's gonna, I think she's gonna run close to 209.
And she's done it before. Thank you, Trinneer. And she's done it before. Now we're talking about John Carrere. He's run Chicago before, finally breaks through with his men's victory today. But Ruth has tasted victory before. Do you think that'll make any difference while she chases after this record time in this last little half mile stretch for Ruth?
Oh, absolutely. She knows what she is ahead of her. She's got Mount Roosevelt ahead of her. She knows how to just kind of control her pace, and she's experienced the win before. She knows what her legs should feel like, so absolutely.
Yeah, she's a two-time champion in Chicago, finished second last year behind Safwan Hassan, who went on to Olympic gold medal glory. Ruth Chepngetich, the fastest runner-up in Chicago Marathon history, once 14 seconds short of breaking the record in Chicago and a couple of years ago. It remains her personal best. She's on pace to smash the world record of 2:11.53. Josh Cox, these numbers become mind-boggling after a while.
They really are, Josh. And you look at it, and yes, Ruth Chepngetich, she did go out too fast. Look, she's going to set the world record, but she went out at 2:06 pace. She has more in the tank. If she comes here and runs a 2:10 flat pace from the gun, she can run 2:08. She's on pace to break 2:10 right now. She's going to win, be the fastest human on the female side ever.
Yeah.
Like, it's just mind-boggling.
It really is. So, you know, in my notes, will it be Ruth versus the record once again? And here we are after Safwan Hassan came in and stole last year's headlines. Ruth, to bring herself back. Think about what she's gone through these last 365 days or so.
Oh, absolutely. And Ruth is a champion. And I think in all of her marathons, except one, she's been on the podium. And that marathon happened to be in London this past spring, where she finished a disappointing ninth place. And I think that fueled her fire. But it also created some doubts in a lot of people, like, well, is Ruth done? You know, will these other youngsters come up? But she's made a statement today.
Ruth Chepngetich is making a statement. Minutes away from the finish, we'll let you know she is making her way up north on South Michigan Avenue, and any moment now will swing 45 degrees and make the climb up Mount Roosevelt.
She is the model of consistency. She's finished 12 marathons, Josh. She's won eight of them, finished second in two of them, finished third in another one. She is on the podium just about every single time she lines up for whatever she does. And today, she's not only the first place finisher here, she's the first place finisher of all time.
Yeah, she's going to smash the world record, and we're just going to give you the number, and then our jaws will drop as we try to continue to describe it to you. This is where you want to be today, a celebration in Chicago, the 46th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Three of our four winners are in. We've got a number of records, and Ruth Chepngetich, the 29-year-old from Kenya, is going to be plowing her way up Mount Roosevelt, getting around to Columbus Drive towards the finish line right now. Her numbers say she will break that record. Jenny Spangler.
She has 400 meters to go. She's just, her arms are just going back and forth with just fierceness. The look on her face is just like, let's get this thing done. But she still has a very good stride. She doesn't look like she's suffering at all.
Ruth Chepngetich is now on the downhill slide of Mount Roosevelt Road. The hard part is out of the way as she makes a left-hand turn, and you'll hear the crowd around us start to spot Ruth as she makes her way north with 200 meters to go. Phones are out. People want to witness history. The last women's world record set here, it's been a few years. Ruth Chepngetich once came within 14 seconds. This year, the women's record will be hers. It's just a matter of what the clock will read. In red, purple, arms swinging, hair swaying, teeth gritting, Ruth Chepngetich, world record time, unofficial, 2:09:55. The winner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. No one's ever run a marathon as fast as Ruth Chepngetich. And for the first time ever, Chicago is now the race that holds both world records in the men's and women's race. And with the memory of the late Kelvin Kiptum on our minds, 2:35 last year, Ruth Chepngetich has laid down an unofficial new world record women's time. 2:09:55 is what we've got unofficially. Exhale.
Whew.
Jenny,
I've got goosebumps.
You've seen it again.
This is an emotional. This isn't just emotional for the Chicago Marathon, but really for all women. This is the first time any woman has broken the 2:10 barrier.
Yeah, the women's world record until just moments ago was 2:11:53, and here we are at an unofficial 2:09:55. It was smashed. She destroyed it, start to finish, tactically and speed-wise. It was all there today.
She absolutely crushed it, and we see her out in front of our studio here, Finish Line Studio. Just an amazing, amazing event. Sub 210. This is like the sub 4 mile. Roger Bannister all those years ago for the men. She just absolutely crushed. 2:09:57 we're hearing now.
2:09:57. We saw it right in front of our eyes. Ruth Chepngetich, who just took a victory lap with the Kenyan flag in front of hundreds of adoring fans. She looked like she had at least another 100 yards left in her.
And, you know, we're celebrating this year Joan Benoit Samuelson's 40th anniversary of winning the gold medal in the Olympics in 1984. And today now we're celebrating the first woman 40 years later to break 2:10 and set a world record.
It's the seventh world record to be set in the Chicago Marathon, the 46th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. This is the moment where we're gathering our thoughts on how to describe what Ruth Chepngetich just did. I'm finding it a little tricky because the math tells the story that it really shouldn't have happened. That should not have happened. The difference in 2:11:53 to 2:09:57. Trinier Mosier joins us here at the finish line. You saw the 2:09:57. Trinier, what's your reaction?
I witnessed a world record today. I'm still in awe. I never would have thought I would have seen a woman run under 2:10. It was amazing to watch her run. So commanding from the start of the race. She did not let up. She just ran with confidence, and she just kept it going all the way through to the finish.
29-year-old Ruth Chepin-Gedich, two-time champ, now three-time champ in Chicago, last year's runner-up to the great gold medal-winning Safwan Hassan, back on top of the podium in Chicago. From the start, you said, Ruth really put it down. She had her personal pacer. She rode one of them all the way through, almost to the last couple of hundred yards. At what point do you think she, quote unquote, was able to break away simply by running her race?
Essentially at 40K, one of the pacers finally fell off, but honestly, I just think he was tired. She did not let up. It was very remarkable to see her other pacer continue on with her close to finishing. She was on a mission the whole way. She was on the heels of her pacers. She did not let up. She was honestly forcing them to go through at her pace. To watch a woman continuously repeat running sub 5-minute miles was remarkable.
We're here at the Bank of America Chicago Marathon finish line. Josh List, Jenny Spangler, Josh Cox, Trenere Moser. We're all jaws dropped over a world record time by Ruth Chepin-Gedich.
And I have to smile because in the press conference on Friday, you know, she just said, oh, I might do a course record this year. Well, she did much better than a course record.
She certainly did. She smashed it. And 209.57, Josh Cox.
To put it in context, I mean, I am. I'm flabbergasted, honestly. When you talk about the splits and the best way to race, it's even or negative splits. And it's we keep repeating it always. She went out that first 5K in 15 flat. And I know we're in America, mile time, that's 4:48 per mile, okay, for the first go. They didn't back off of that. She was 30:14 at 10K. That's still 2:06 pace. That is a world-class time for a male. She split at halfway, 64:16 for the half marathon. That's the fifth fastest half marathon ever by a woman. This was in the first half of the Chicago Marathon. What she did in the first half is like what Kelvin Kiptum did last year in the second half. Turned it on its head. But normally when you do it that way, the way that Kelvin did it, yes, second half faster than first. This negative split, that's how world records are ran. Usually when you have this type of performance on the first half, you don't see a world record on the back.
Yeah, the 104.16 first half and now smashing the world record at 209.57 by a minute 56 seconds?
I know, but this is how Ruth races. We've seen her do this time and time again. She goes out fast, we all question it, and then she just blows our minds away, and yeah. She did it again this year.
Yeah, she did. Chris Wehrman, you saw John Carrere up close in a 2-hour, 2-minute, 43-second victory. Sorry, you didn't get a world record this year, but the race has now another one. So interesting that you saw Kelvin's 2 hours, 35 seconds last year. Now we've got Ruth's 209.57. Just to be part of an event like that, two standing world records. Where do you start off with your reaction to today?
It was absolutely amazing, and I was fortunate enough, obviously, to not only watch but call the race last year, and to have both world records here in Chicago is very exciting, especially as a Chicagoan. One of the things that was amazing to me during the race is I've never seen the women's truck so close to me. I mean, I could see the women runners just down the street.
Chris, we're here watching these pro runners come in, the males. They're running sub 2:10. This is a very solid marathon time, and they're getting passed by the lead woman. Just amazing.
We're so fortunate to be able to watch this, and it really shows not only we can talk about the shoes, we can talk about the training, but the mentality. We have athletes
it's another
that
kind
are
of
going
evolution.
For it. Which is amazing because these are times that not that long ago nobody would talk about, and now we have athletes saying, this is faster than anybody's ever thought about. I'm going for it.
Why not me?
That's the attitude you have to have. So blazing fast times, where we're sort of giggling to ourselves, wondering how Ruth Chepin-Gedich was able to pull off this 209.57, and most of our pick to win the race. Chepin-Gedich, now a multiple champion here in Chicago, three times over, and a world record holder. She was able to take a victory lap with the Kenyan flag up and down Columbus Drive near the finish line on an amazing day to celebrate the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. The sun came out for both finishers. And you know what? The sun is out in London, England as well, where the Bears are handling the Jaguars at halftime, 14-3. You didn't think we weren't paying attention to that out of the corner of our eyes. All right, go Bears. Remember, full, complete post-game Bears football coverage when we're off the air after 11 a.m. and when the Bears game is done. So the score is your spot for marathon and Bears coverage all day. We'll see how that shakes out. I don't think there's any records being set over there, though. We got our record here. Marcel Hoog won in the men's chair race, and then the women's chair race. Catherine De Bruyner set a course record. Ruth Chepin-Gedich with a world record, and John Carrere, 202.43. Where do we want to plug back in, Jenny Spangler? Carrere seems like a guy who, you know, here a career-defining race for John Carrere. I'll just throw that out there. How about his older brother running in Chicago 7 times and never winning, but once a runner-up? Now he's got bragging rights on his brother. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool. And you have to know that's been in the back of his mind for quite a long time now. But and I still just am just trying to soak in the moment about Ruth and what she was able to do today. But then I also shift back to our middle of the pack runners. I mean, here Ruth's running 209, and a lot of our runners are still at the halfway point. You know, that's just amazing to me.
Were you speaking to me from my personal marathon experience? Happens. Yeah, it was. Go ahead, Josh, because, you know, as much as we want to focus on John Carrere, we keep drifting back to Ruth's world record today. But let's stick on the men's side, and we know he broke away 422 mile. You know, mile 21. You were there, Chris. You were on live with you when he made his break. What do you remember about John Carrere and how he seemed to split from the field in that area of the track?
I was really surprised because we had a group of athletes that clearly were capable of running together and were. I mean, we had a big pack for a large majority of the race. When he made that turn, which I tell all my athletes, it's a sharp left turn, so that's one that really can affect your stride. He bolted and really took advantage of it, dropped the pace, and I was really surprised that nobody went with him. But when you're talking about running 440 pace, 441, 442 for 20 miles, and then all of a sudden you drop into 422, that is a big change, and I think just really nobody was ready for it at that point in time.
And I would think, Chris, that this is one of the advantages of knowing this course. He knew that turn was coming up. Do you think he planned that?
I think he must have, because it was perfect timing. And he wasn't looking around beforehand. He was right where he needed to be, and he made that turn, and it was like being shot out of a cannon. He was ready for it.
Yeah, John Carrere shot out of a cannon. That's what it takes. I mean, certainly using the Pacers in a tactical race, and then when he needed to hit the gas, he sure put that hammer down. John Carrere is this year's Bank of America Chicago Marathon men's champion in a time of 2 hours, 2 minutes, 43 seconds. But the sexy time is the world record of 2 hours, 9 minutes, 57 seconds set by Ruth Chepin-Gedich. Maybe she can become an honorary Chicago citizen with the way she's dominated here in Chicago, a 3-time champion. The history of this race will never be written without many chapters about Ruth Chepin-Gedich.
And Josh, maybe she should have a road named after her, just like Carrie Pinkowski Way.
Oh, a little Chepin-Gedich Circle or somewhere down the road? Sure, why not? Why not? But yeah, marveling at Ruth. That first half of a race, 104.16. How can she keep this up? And Trenier Mosier, I mean,
I
you were out
you
in front. Oh,
what
race director Carrie Pinkowski behind us. He's enthusiastic. He's going to hop on the mic. What did I tell you, he says. But Trenier, yeah, to see her break it by a minute 56 seconds. She broke the record by a minute 56 seconds by our math. Trenier, I mean, how do we even gather our thoughts to describe that at this point?
Ruth is a gamer. She's always been a gamer. She has the experience. She always had the experience. And coming in here, we always say the same thing. Ruth's gone out too fast. Ruth's gone out too fast. I think last year with her second place finish, I think she came in with a different mindset of she wanted this. Not only did she not want to just win the race today, she also wanted to dominate the race and then dominate the marathon.
Yeah,
and she did that.
Dominated. And the sun's out, so the shades are on. He's feeling pretty good, race director Carrie Pinkowski. And is that John Carrere walking up into our booth? We'll get a chance to speak with the men's winner in a time of 2 hours, 2 minutes, 43 seconds. John Carrere, congratulations. You won the Chicago Marathon for the first time. How did you feel? How did you feel about your race today?
Well, today I feel good. I knew I was in good shape, but I didn't know what time I can run. But now I have won Chicago. This is my first time to win Chicago, and my third time to run Chicago.
John, your older brother Wesley ran in Chicago 7 times. He was second place in 2011 behind Moses Mosop. Where were you in 2011 during that race? Did your brother inspire you to reach this great moment?
Yeah, my brother inspired me, and is still inspiring me. And in 2011, I was still in school, so I did not start to run, but now it's a big inspiring to me.
We unfortunately did not have the defending champ back here, the unfortunate death of Kelvin Kiptum. His spirit was on the mind of so many people during the week. How do you feel you were able to honor Kelvin with what you did today?
I honor Kelvin by saying let me win this marathon and run my fastest time. And when I was running, I was thinking of Kiptum. I say, if Kiptum make it last time and run the world record, why do I not run the first time? So I try, and I was thinking about him when I was running.
Yeah, rest in peace, and our condolences to you and the running community. A couple more quick questions with the men's winner, John Carrere, 27-year-old from Kenyon. Your two fastest times today, before today, came in Chicago. This is your kind of course. The conditions and the elements and the weather, did it feel perfect for you today? What did you think of it all?
Yeah, the weather was perfect, and this is my third time running Chicago. Now Chicago is becoming my second home, so I'm enjoying being in Chicago, and I would like to come back next year.
He'd like to come back next year. Race director Kerry Pinkowski is giving a thumbs up over there. You've got another great champion in our midst. John, of course, the invitation is open for next year.
We will have a little conversation as soon as we go off air here, but what a magnificent run by John. I mean, obviously, got a great team around him. The coach that coaches his brother coaches him. They take a very methodical way of preparation. This is how you do it. He ran a magnificent run.
Hey, John, I was watching this thing, and I was telling them the story about yesterday when Mev and I were talking, and you came up, and you were telling us, no, for real, I've never been in this kind of fitness, and I could see it in your eye even then. And the way the pacemakers brought you guys were on 204.30 pace. For Pacers nailed it. It was very consistent, mile by mile. But when you went with a fury. 422 mile, Chris was on the lead vehicle. He relayed that to us. I got your split from 30 to 35K, 14.01 for that 5K. What were you thinking during that time when you broke away?
I was thinking like I got this. And like I would say yesterday, I told you I've never been in a big shape like this year. So, you know, I started this year with my PB in half. So I ran 58.50. So I wanted to end this season with a PB too. So, and I've done.
14.01, you made a mess of the field and you never looked back. Congrats.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations, John Carrere. Thanks for spending some time with us here on The Score. After your victory in the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, that must sound so sweet. How are you going to celebrate?
I know my family are happy at home, so I need to talk to them. I know my brother now is very happy. You know, my brother told me before I start, you be patient and believe yourself. So I did that, and now I've become the winner.
It's great to talk with you. You're inspiring all of us, and we'll see you next year.
See you next year.
See you next year, John Carrere, men's winner, 2 hours, 2 minutes, 43 seconds. What a day for John Carrere and a victory in Chicago. He one-upped his brother, and they're going to share a meal later. That's to help celebrate, Wesley.
And I just want to know, Josh, what do I win? Because I'm the one that yesterday picked John to win. So what do I get out of this?
We'll look through the fine print and get back to you on that one. Maybe a finisher participation trophy, Jed. It's good stuff.
Some nice bagels and parting gifts on your way out.
It's all there. It's all there. So John Carrere, great to talk with him, the 27-year-old Kenyan who did something his brother couldn't do in 7 times running in Chicago, actually win, and in a blazing fast time of just over 2 hours, 2 minutes, 43 seconds. Ruth Chepin-Gedich set a world record here in Chicago. We'll give you her numbers and tell you how she was able to handle the field once again. for Josh Cox and Jenny Spangler and the winner who just joined us, John Carrere, and many others here at the finish line. We've got much more ahead, a whole hour on the show to recap it all. Don't go anywhere. This is the 46th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Since 1936, Culligan has proudly called Chicago home, building a legacy of trust, innovation, and service to become a global leader in water transformation. As a proud partner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, our mission is to give you the best possible water, whether you're at home, at work, or pushing through the finish line. That's because we understand that taking better care of our water means taking better care of our bodies, families, homes, and planet. Culligan, water you love.
Abbott is proud to be a sponsor of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon and title sponsor of the Abbott World Marathon Majors Series. As a global healthcare leader, Abbott's health tech innovations can help you unlock your full potential and run your strongest race. To learn more about how Abbott's latest innovations like Lingo, a new consumer bio-wearable that tracks your glucose levels 24/7 to support your health goals, visit the Abbott booth at the Abbott Health and Fitness Expo at McCormick Place during race weekend.
Pain means pause on the things you love, but Preen means go. Experience the fast-acting, powerful pain relief of BioFreeze. BioFreeze is a topical pain reliever that provides a cooling sensation when applied to sore muscles and joints. BioFreeze can be used to help runners cool the pain throughout their journey, from training to race day and recovery. Find BioFreeze online at Packet Pickup or at the post-race party. And don't forget to veer into the BioFreeze pain relief zone, located near mile 21, for a quick spray by the BioFreeze cooling crew. Cool the pain with BioFreeze. Use as directed.
At Tata Consultancy Services, we believe that running has the power to transform people like technology transforms businesses. Just like we help many of the world's largest businesses innovate to achieve their goals, TCS strives for new ways to use technology to enhance the marathon experience for athletes and fans alike. Download the official Bank of America Chicago Marathon app, powered by TCS, for runner tracking, finish line predictions, race results, interactive course maps, alerts, and more. Available now in the Google Play and Apple App Store.
What if we upgraded your headphones so you could listen to your music and still hear your surroundings? What if we designed those headphones to have a super secure fit and be comfortable? And what if we gave those headphones battery life that will last and last and last? That's what Shox does. Exactly that. And that's why Shox is the official headphone partner of the 2024 Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Because when you run a marathon that's tough, you need headphones that are just as tough. To learn more about Shox open-ear headphones, visit www.shox.com. Shox, be open.
Since 1936, Culligan has proudly called Chicago home, building a legacy of trust, innovation, and service to become a global leader in water transformation. As a proud partner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, our mission is to give you the best possible water, whether you're at home, at work, or pushing through the finish line. That's because we understand that taking better care of our water means taking better care of our bodies, families, homes, and planet. Culligan, water you love.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.